Hey, what's up? This is Shannon, and I am back here for an episode 2 for my podcast, and I'm here with one of my friends, Caroline, and her dog, Vito, is here. Go ahead and introduce yourself, Caroline.
My name's Caroline. I'm Shannon's best friend. I'm 20. And I'm on the show Uncommon Chords with Shannon and Luke.
Cool. So I'm just going to go ahead and ask you a few questions here. Could you go ahead and define your personal definition of what you think feminism is?
Yeah, I think feminism is equal rights between men and women. And I think it's also about uplifting women and giving them, more respect and more opportunities.
Right, cool. It's definitely about movement, you know, towards both gender equality. You kind of answered that this next question in your last answer, but do you think that both genders are entitled to the same social and economic rights?
Yes, I think that they should be, I think that they should both be able to, well, all genders should have all the same rights and all the same privileges. I think they should all be paid the same and all be respected in the same manner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I totally agree with you. All right. Do you see any feminist issues as harmful?
I think not necessarily harmful, but I think there's some topics that you need to be careful about talking, mm-hmm. You know? You can't be, like, too blunt about it or anything. So, yeah. Not necessarily harmful, but just,
you know, careful.
Careful, yeah.
Yeah. And do you think there is any downside to being a feminist?
I mean, I haven't experienced anything bad, you know, happen to me. But I know that for a lot of feminists, they get targeted and...
Yeah, they have a lot of judgment towards them.
Yeah.
Saying a lot of the disbeliefs.
Yeah, and I think it also depends on where you're living.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think Seattle is a place where...
Definitely, yeah.
Where feminism is really accepted, so I don't think we see it very much here, but...
I mean, Seattle in general is just such a accepting, I guess, very liberal city that I'm glad to live here.
You know, would you quit it?
He just wants to be interviewed. Ask him a question.
Alright. And so, Caroline, my last question is, how do you think we can get people to become more comfortable, accepting gender roles and traditions? Like, why do you think it's a thing to have, like, the guy buy dinner and why women feel like they can't ask guys out and stuff?
Okay, that is actually kind of interesting, because that is something that, like, I do, like, I don't think that I would be comfortable being like, hey, dude, you want to go on a date, you know?
Uh-huh.
And yeah. I think that might just be, because I'm uncomfortable with myself, maybe? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. But, I'm afraid of rejection.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if I did ask someone on a date, and for some reason he said, yeah, okay, I mean, I wouldn't have any problem paying for it, you know?
Yeah.
But at the same time, if he was like, no, I got it, I'd be like, okay, thanks. Like, I wouldn't let him be, like, think that he's being the man for doing that. I'd be like, okay, well, thanks, you know, you're saving me money.
Yeah.
Not, you know. But, yeah.
Okay, well.
I mean, does that answer your question?
Well, it went into it a little bit, yeah. I was, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good enough answer for me. That's my last question that I got there for you. Vito is freaking out a little bit. I think he wants to play.
He wants you to interview him.
Vito.
Vito, how do you feel about feminism?
All right. Thanks for listening, and Caroline, thanks for answering my questions.
You're welcome.
All right. Podcast 2 out.